This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The mother of the person convicted in the Club Q shooting is suing five Colorado Springs police officers. CPR's Dan Boyce.
King Supers and the union representing thousands.
Suit claims officers violated Laura Vopel's constitutional rights when they allegedly entered her house without a warrant. Vopel claims she knew nothing of the attack when officers arrived at her home the night of the shooting. Court documents also claim the officers locked her out of her house while they searched the home. When she complained loudly and emotionally, the officers arrested her for disorderly conduct. She was placed in custody under a psychiatric hold and was later deemed mentally unfit to stand trial. That case was eventually dismissed 2 years later, but now Vopel is seeking damages for the alleged unconstitutional treatment. The Colorado Springs Police Department would not comment specifically on the lawsuit, which names the officers and not the department. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
After nearly 2 weeks on strike, King Supers unionized workers have ended their picket lines. CPR's Molly Cruz.
King Supers and the union representing thousands of their employees reached a temporary return to work agreement last night. The agreement includes a 100-day period of labor peace, and the sides will resume contract negotiations over the next few months. Almost 100 stores across the Front Range were impacted by the strikes. King Supers says stores and pharmacies will return to normal operations Wednesday.
This is CPR News.